Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. We're diving deep into the nitty-gritty of procrastination today. Ever feel like your to-do list is a never-ending monster? Like those important tasks are always lurking in the shadows, waiting for the perfect, never-cunning moment to tackle them. Yeah, I get it. But before we unleash our inner productivity ninjas, let's take a peek behind the curtain and understand why procrastination happens. It's not just about laziness, folks. There's actual science at play here. Today, we're cracking open that brain of yours. Don't worry, I won't need a scalpel. We'll explore the surprising reasons why you might be hitting a snooze button on your goals and how understanding these triggers can actually help you beat procrastination for good. Get ready to uncover some mind-blowing facts about how our brains work, because knowledge is power, especially when it comes to crushing those pesky tasks. First up, let's talk about that reward system in your brain. It's a little dopamine factory, always craving instant gratification. When you complete a task, bam, dopamine rush. Feels good, right? But here's the catch. Procrastinating on something boring or challenging can lead to an even bigger dopamine hit when you finally get it done. Think binge-watching that show after hours of avoiding work. So basically, your brain is like, procrastination feels so much better in the short term. It's a vicious cycle. Next, we have those pesky anxieties. Think about it. Starting a big project can feel overwhelming. We tend to procrastinate because fear of failure or perfectionism kicks in, making us freeze up instead of taking action. You know that feeling when you stare at a blank page and your brain goes completely blank? Yeah, anxiety is definitely a major culprit here. Then there's the I'll do it later mentality. We all have those moments where we think there is plenty of time, even though we know deadlines are looming. But here is the thing. Time never waits for anyone. Procrastination often stems from a lack of urgency, which can lead to stress and chaos down the line. Ever notice how your mood affects your productivity? Well, it's not just you. Studies show that procrastination is linked to lower levels of motivation and self-efficacy. When we feel drained or uninspired, it becomes way harder to get things done. Feeling motivated is a huge part of breaking free from procrastination. Let's face it, sometimes our brains are just wired differently. Some people naturally thrive in structured environments, while others prefer more spontaneity. Understanding your own personality and work style can help you tailor strategies that actually work for you. Okay, imagine this. You have a big presentation coming up next week. You know it's important, but instead of starting to prepare now, you find yourself scrolling through social media, watching funny cat videos, anything but working on your slides. Sound familiar? That's procrastination in action. But remember, understanding the why behind this behavior is the first step towards conquering it. Think about those anxieties that might be holding you back. Is it fear of public speaking? Maybe perfectionism is making you hesitate to even begin. Once you identify these triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Remember, progress over perfection. Break down that presentation into smaller, manageable tasks. Celebrate each small victory along the way. And don't be afraid to seek support from friends or colleagues. So, what are the biggest takeaways today? First, procrastination isn't just laziness, it's a complex issue with real science behind it. We learned about the dopamine reward system, anxiety triggers, and how our individual personalities can influence our tendencies. But most importantly, understanding these factors empowers us to take control. Don't just listen to this episode. Folks, actually implement what you've learned. Start small. Tackle one procrastination prone task today with a fresh perspective. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your struggles and triumphs in the comments below. Let's support each other. Join me tomorrow for another dose of Procrastination Punisher. We'll be tackling some action-packed strategies to finally break free from those procrastination shackles. Until then, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.